everyone. Welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. I am the official greeter of the program.
Well, that's only...
No, because there was an argument. Phil?
Yeah, okay. Do you guys have to argue about it on the air? I mean, if that...
Because he wants to make an issue out of it.
No, y'all both feel love. They said that I could do one of them.
I said you could do one, not all of them.
Thank you. I'm the official greeter of the program. I'm Margaret Gray. Bud?
Sorry.
And, the hell is this?
Oh, Jesus. I'm Bud. This isn't Prince. Who said it was Prince?
Well, I thought that dog you're going to play today is Prince.
Yes, I'm General Galen Shaw. And yeah, that's Robert Leonard there.
How you doing? Now, here's Bill Hebert.
Thank you. Why do you think that's Prince?
I don't think it's Prince. In fact, I know it isn't Prince.
Why is this not Prince?
Who says we're playing Prince?
Well, Mr. Hendry, you got to have some respect and everything for it.
I have great respect for Prince, and we were watching all the news yesterday, and the news broke after we had produced our show. I got great respect for Prince.
Well, that didn't sound like Prince. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Why? Because it wasn't Prince.
All right, Phil, you don't have to... You're acting like some kind of a man who's grieving the death of a parakeet, for God's sake. You know, just cinch it up, Phil, and pull it together. Man the hell up, as Frank would say.
Well, Phil, all I'm saying is... You know, you say one thing.
I never said we're playing Prince, so everybody relax. Man the hell up.
Well, you're starting, you're getting edgy and itchy. You're hopping about.
Never said any kind of hopping about in the chair.
No, I'm not hopping about. This guy here wanted to be the announcer that we already said you were going to be every show. Every show.
Well, look, I'm not trying to cause any problem. I just want to know that wasn't Prince.
No, it wasn't. That was Hell Yeah. And it's one of my favorite bands, by the way.
That's nice.
And anyway, so welcome to the program, folks.
Danny, what kind of... You didn't spit up, did you?
No, I did not spit up. Thank you.
Well, in any event, and in any who, we are very, very saddened to hear of the passing of Prince, of course.
Yes, we were. And there was a lot of his music that was played, bringing back a lot of memories for me. What's your favorite Prince song, Bud?
Well, probably, but... The one that I like,
I don't know this kid's music, if you don't mind. I don't know the kid's music. I know he passed on, and God rest his soul, but what are some of the things he does?
He did that one song, General Code, and it's 1999.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell, I love that. Is that the one he did?
Yes, he did 1999. I was dreaming when I wrote this.
Oh, yeah, that, right. You know, every time I heard that, let me tell you, Phil, just a brief story.
Go ahead.
We were deployed, and every time we went in to get just to have a drink, like a beer, I said, put that 1999 garbage on. And they did. And we went, God, I love it so very much. And we'd throw chairs through windows. That was the kind of thing that just...
No, it kind of gets you...
Got you rowdy, General? It got us a little rowdy, yeah.
What was your rank back when that song came out?
Well, it was had to be the early 80s, right?
Yeah, it was around, I guess, 82 or something.
I think I was already a lieutenant colonel at that time, but... What difference does that make?
Well, don't you have to set an example for your men?
Yes, and I was setting an example for my men. I was throwing a chair through a window.
Hey, it's pretty good, Gerald.
All right, bud, don't go with the hey, hey, hey. You know, it irritates me, and it makes me want to put my thumbs in your eye sockets.
Well,
all right, thank you for that nice thought.
But anyway, what I was saying is, so yeah, I said, put that on, and I was dreaming when I wrote this. What's the lyric that I like?
Bob party like a 1999.
Yeah, right there. And tonight I'm gonna party, and it's 19 night. Yeah, D. God damn, that was good.
Well, that was a big song. I mean, that was Prince was so iconic in his own right that much of what he wrote was iconic. And so here comes this song, 1999, that everybody was. Well, who didn't play that on New Year's Eve 1999 going into 2000?
Why would you play it on that? That's the stupidest thing that I ever heard.
Why's that?
If you're gonna play 1999. You would play it when it's gonna be 1999.
Just a quick question. Phil's cat has epilepsy. You didn't catch it from him, did you?
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know I don't know what you're doing fooling around with that cat.
He's not fooling with a cat.
All right.
And you can't catch epilepsy.
What?
I don't know if you're fooling with that cat and catching what it has.
You can't get epilepsy, General.
You know, it's just, I know, I'm fooling around.
Oh, my God. You think I'm having it with a cat? God.
Well, Bud, you know, you walked right into that face first. I mean, you really put your face right into that and said, go ahead, here's the money.
The what?
I'm sorry, I coughed. Here's the money shot.
Jesus H.
All right, so that's great. Welcome to the show.
What a crude and vulgar thing for a lady to say.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Oh, give me a break, will you?
So, anyway, yes, God rest his soul.
What about you, Phil? What's your...
Yes, what is your favorite Prince song?
Well, I mean, everybody was playing Purple Rain. I love that song.
Which one is that?
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, how does that go?
It goes, I can't sing it.
Oh, I think, isn't that the one that goes, and now I want to see you in the purple rain?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then how does it go?
Bubba, son, you got a nice singing voice. Yeah, sing us a few bars, Phil.
No, I'm not. It goes, purple rain, purple rain.
Oh, that's very good. And then he goes,
no, he doesn't do that.
He doesn't really, Margaret.
He doesn't really, I'm a professor. Get a load of you guys.
Yeah, I mean, Miss Gray's a professional singer.
He doesn't go,
well, it sounds like he did. Look at Phil, don't give me a hard time. I'm a professional singer, all right?
We know that already.
All right, then listen. When you have to hit a high note like that, when you are jumping an octave, okay, as Prince was doing, you have to roll into it. You have to get ready for it. Look at that. There's just I don't mean to break away, but there's Downtown Judy Brown. What's her name?
Downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, Downtown Julie Brown. Oh, the years have not been kind to her, have they?
That's really crude, and she's very, very lovely.
What's crude about it?
I would say it's insulting, Phil, but not crude.
All right.
So anyway, you go...
Yeah.
You have to do that, Phil.
I don't hear him do that at all in that song.
No, I don't do that. But and you can't tell on account of the way it's recorded.
Exact. Thank you. Give the man a cigar. You can't tell, in the words of Bud, on account of the way it's recorded.
Well, I don't know anything about it. All I know is I love that. I was dreaming when I wrote this. So sue me if you've got the guts. Yeah, dee.
Well, those aren't the lyrics.
Ask me if I care. And then I'd say, you know what? Here it is. I love this. Get another round for the whole dump. Whatever dump we were in, you know.
And when did you first hear that song, General?
I think I was in, I was where most guys are. When you're in the Army and you hear something for the first time, it's gotta be Manila. Oh, yeah.
Yay!
And I think we were in some toilet in Manila, or some toilet bowl. I forget what. It was either San Diego or Manila. A lot of times I can't tell the difference. I'm only kidding.
My God, there's a lot of people in San Diego that will take grave offense.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Ooh.
All right, General. So what about it?
So anyway, we were, you know, singing the song. And I forget the toilet bowl we were in, but I said, set it up for the whole toilet that we're in right now. And the bartender said, you mean all five of you, because you're the only customers I have. And I said, okay, if that's it. And I said, pour yourself one. He said, I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic. And I think he was speaking Spanish. So, yes, it was either San Diego or Manila. And I said, well, it's too bad on you. So pour yourself one and then give it to me as a birthday present. He said, is it your birthday? I said, no, but it's 1999. And he went, boy, the sooner you guys drink and get out of here, the better I'll feel about life.
That's a long story that...
Yes, a long story that said nothing.
Yeah. Oh, what's the point of the story?
What do you mean, what's the point of that? I drank the... We listened to 19... And we partied... You know, all of you... I hope all of you people... I hope you all go back in time and die when it's 1999. How's that feel?
Ooh, that really scares me. There's no time machine.
You know, Margaret, I would... Forget it. God damn it. That woman, she's frustrating.
Thank you very much for those observations, General, on the great music of Prince here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Let's go to traffic here. Bob Bakian out there.
I'm Kyle Selma, front dealer of that house, and there's a dealer of the hound out traffic here on the 15th freeway. It's good job on the Harbor Freeway today. Make sure you got that cat and wire because they are widening it and they're narrowing it. You got a wide part, and you'll probably want to park that thing deep and wide up there right now. Let's go to Skyboy over the hot rod.
Hey, Bob, I got a farm for a sailor there, and it looks like, yeah, okay, that's what I thought. That's from the hill, and a hoot and coo. We're ready to hoot, coo, coo. I'm on the Sky Baby right now, Sky Baby Boy, Sky Baby 2010.
Well, Hi, everybody. I'm Jerry Bitch, and I got to tell you, if you love to fish the way I love to fish right out here on Lake Fartklarn, I'll tell you, there's nothing like the Jerry Bitch lure. Take a look at that, baby. I made that myself. Doesn't that look like a real fish? When you put this in the water and it goes through the water, looks like a fish, the fish is so stupid, so bloody dumb, they'll go, wow, that's a little tiny fish. I think I'll either eat it or run away from it. Now, if the fish has the guts to take on a little tiny sardine, and we're hoping that it does, we recommend you fish only the fishing holes where the ship, the fish, the ships, and the fish have guts, real determination. And I'll tell you, nothing like the Jerry Bitch lure that'll lure that bass, that trout, that salmon, that double salmon, or the backhead. And don't forget that wonderful sport fish, the Neaton. That's right, the Jerry Bitch lure, available now.
Get your Jerry Bitch lure available at all Burton's, or send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Jerry Bitch, the lure, Post Office Box 1, Keaton, Illinois. That's Jerry Bitch, the lure, Post Office Box 7, Raleigh, Burton.
I love the Jerry Bitch lure. I hope you do too, because this thing will take you places you've never imagined possible. The Jerry Bitch lure. Get it. I know I have it. I wear it. If I'm not using it to fish with, I wear it. I wear it proudly as a tie clip.
Hey, everybody, this is Wes Hurlford and the Westerners and our great hit record, There's a Midget Coming to Your Town, on the brand new platform, Easley. That's the Easley platform, and there's also the Cheesley platform. Either one of those will have that great song, There's a Midget. Come on, get it. Download it. Love it. Hug it. Love it and hug it. Hug it and love it. Have a dance party to it. Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, There's a Midget. Get Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, There's a Midget, available now on Cheesley.
All right. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We are going to take a trip. We have not been out to visit our close personal friends over there at Ted's of Beverly Hills in a long time, but that's exactly what we're going to do. Ted Bell and the guys at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got Chef Carl Chedilia.
And also Bud Dickman, I think. Not Bud Dickman.
No, it's R.C. Collins.
Hey, Phil, that's exactly right. You got it right there, Bud. It is R.C. Collins, and R.C. is with us today, and he is going to be doing a little, job training with Rudy Canosa there in the Prime Room. That'll be fun.
And
also, I want to tell you,
Ted Bell with us, folks.
I want to tell you one other thing, Phil, that Chris Collins, R.C.'s father, is with us, and we're very proud to have him. And R.C. is here. How you doing, R.C.?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I want to thank everybody for supporting me and everything.
Let me talk to your dad here, Chris Collins. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
And R.C. lives with you now up north, is that right?
That's right. R.C. lives with me in my home in San Leandro. Well, actually, I live in Palo Alto. I have a home in San Leandro, and I've got an apartment in San Francisco. We have a bottling plant, a processing plant in the San Jose area, and I do a lot of business. R.C. is learning the business, and I'm hoping that he does it properly.
All right, Dad, that's fine. You don't have to give a speech or anything.
I'm going to give a speech. You understand me? How about this kid?
Well, I'm going to go over here to the Prime Rib Room and take a look at stuff.
Hey, R.C., if you don't mind, would you hang around?
What's that?
Would you hang around? This is Phil.
Well, okay, Mr. Henry, but I do want to go over to the Prime Rib Room and take a look around, familiarize myself, and so on and so forth.
Now, you do that, kid, but right now, hold on for just a minute here. Because I want to talk to Mr. Henry and everybody. This is the first chance I've had to be. I know that my son's been on your show a lot.
Yeah, he has. Now, and he's done a lot of job training.
Mr. Collins, this is General Galen Shaw. I just want to put a word in for the young man.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. But I think I know my son well enough to know that I do appreciate. But my son, he cons a lot of people. I know my son. We're trying to get him to behave and act like a human being, you know.
Dad, I do act like a human being. That's the bad thing to say about me.
Hear that? You hear it? He has this phony baloney indignance about things. He's running around 1 minute pulling everybody's pants down, and the next minute, I swear to God, my son is intelligent enough to own and operate his own business. But he wants to run around pulling pants down. So,
This is Margaret Gray. Mr. Collins, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, your son does have a bit of the trickster in him. He loves to play practical jokes. But we're very fond of R.C. because you know he is intelligent.
Yeah, my son's very intelligent, but all he wants to do is run around and stick his hand down people's pants. What is that about?
What are you talking about, Dad? I don't do that.
Oh, you know what I'm saying. You're acting like a clown.
I don't mean to interrupt you there, Mr. Collins, but can I introduce you here to Rudy Canosa? Now, this is the gentleman here who's going to be working with my son.
Yeah, Rudy is a longtime businessman. He does a lot of import-export. Well, Rudy,
how do you do? I'm Rudy Canosa. How are you?
Yeah, I'm real good.
I thought I would, and hello, Phil, and everyone out there in the Phil Henry land.
How you doing, Rudy?
Hey, Rudy, how's it going?
I'm very good. Mr. Collins, I thought that I would bring your son to teach him the restaurant business from the standpoint of the food and liquor. I'd be in the liquor business because,
liquor.
I don't like the way you say that.
Yo!
Hey, I'm sorry, I gotta discipline the kid. I don't have to do that here in front of a bunch of people. Excuse me, sir, but please don't tell me how to treat my son.
All right, can we have a little agreement that we're not going to be hitting anybody?
Man, that really stung, Dad.
I don't want you talking, laughing at a guy when you, and saying liquor. See, that's what I mean, Mr. Henry. You know, you say the word liquor, and he goes, liquor, huh? You know.
Dad, you want to loosen up and have some laughs out of life.
I had a laugh. It was called Your Mother, and the one good night I had with her, we made you, and the rest of it, geez, the rest of it I'd rather forget. So,
well, in any event, I'm going to be here with Mr. Canoza.
Can I finish what I was saying?
I'm sorry, sir.
So, the boy is going to come here into the bar. Now,
what is the deal? RC was telling me you have some relationship with women.
No, sir, no. What it is...
Let me explain.
No, I think the man can explain for himself. I'm fine. I come from Argentina. We have a tradition when we want to compliment a woman, and I say this in the most chaste way. We want to compliment a woman's beauty, her intelligence, her charm. So there's nothing sexual about it at all. Many times, I will, in the custom of my people and my country, I will simply give her an appreciative sound that is like this. I go,
holy Christ.
It's not what you think.
Holy Christ. Hey, Dad, are you okay?
I got to sit down.
My father is very shocked by that.
Well, I don't blame him.
It's a little shocking, Mr. Collins, but it's not what you're thinking.
Well, the guy's going la la la. God damn. No, sir. No, sir.
Well, if my daughter was walking by and you did that, I'd have to tear your tongue out at the root.
Oh, man. All I'm trying to do is be friendly to the old ladies that come in this joint.
What do you mean, the old ladies? I see you lapping that tongue out there for chicks half those ages.
What are you... Oh, thanks a lot.
You're lapping the tongue out there. See, this is what I'm saying. No, Daddy's not teaching me that, although, yeah, he did sort of teach me a little bit of that, but that's part of doing the Rudy Canoza way.
What do you mean, the Rudy Canoza way?
Give me an example. Here, see that lady over there? That's Mrs. Chalmers. She's like one of the hostesses here. Hi, Miss Chalmers.
Hey, Carolyn. Rudy's going to... RC's going to do a Rudy. He hit me. What are you trying to pull anyway?
Yeah, see that? That broad.
That broad? I'll have you know that if I wasn't married, that would be my wife. I'm sorry, but she...
This is not going well. It's not going well.
All right, so let me take... All right, see, why don't you go in the bar? I don't think you should hit the boy like that.
Don't tell me how to raise my boy. Don't ever tell me how to raise my boy.
This child was left basically unattended for many years as his mother drank herself into a stupor. Now I come down to California, down to L.A., and I find out that the kid's in a tunnel somewhere in Chatsworth. He's goth, he's got a hood, he's got a staff. He's walking around with a walking stick. What is that about? What, you know, anybody got an answer for that one?
What do you mean a walking stick?
I came down to L.A.
That's part of his goth getup.
Wait. His goth getup. I come down to L.A. He's got a hood, a cape, and a walking stick. And he calls himself Lord Ass. He used some dirty word. I forget what it was.
Lord Ass. It was Lord Asp. A-S-P.
And what are your balls going to drop? RC, go and wash some glasses. If you don't mind, sir.
I'll take over from here.
I just want to tell you, sir. Hold on for a minute. There goes, good night, Mrs. Brown. Goodbye.
God damn.
Sorry.
I'll take it from here, Rudy. Go on. So, Mr. Collins, I apologize for that. It is a little grotesque, but it is a part of the training that we're going to put RC through here. And I wouldn't be doing this, but Phil recommended it.
Yeah, it was my idea, Mr. Collins, that RC, as long as he was down here, that he, you know, maybe learn some of the businesses of the people that we know. I know he's going to be going back up to San Francisco with you.
Yeah, I wonder. I want the kid to go up to San Francisco with me and learn some businesses where he's not walking around going, that kind of jazz, because it frightens the hell out of me. I'll tell you something else, too. This kid of mine, my son, walking around, pulling people's pants down.
I've never known him to do that.
Oh, you haven't, huh?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. He is, as we say, he's a little rough around the edges.
I don't like it.
Dad, I'm not doing that stuff, and you're making me look bad.
Make you look bad?
Oh, get a load of him. Make him look bad. The first thing he does is we're walking down the street. He says, see that lady? I go, yeah. He goes over and tries to pull her pants down.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. Well, I mean, so, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give you a tour of the restaurant? I know Chef Carl Cedilia is coming in here.
Who?
Chef Carl Cedilia. Cedilia?
Wow. All right, I tell you what. You go ahead and talk to those guys and get them squared away, Ted.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll give you a tour of the restaurant. Go on, R.C., go and talk there to Rudy. Come on over here, kid. Hey, R.C., come on over here.
All right, I'll see you later, Dad.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
what is going on over there? That is a crazed scene over there.
Well, the R.C. Collins is going to learn a little bit about the restaurant business. I don't know how well he'll do.
Yeah, do you know the problem with that is that his dad doesn't want him to be working down here.
Yeah, he wants to go back up to San Francisco. All this stuff he ain't going to be able to do.
So even if he likes doing what he's doing, his father's going to make him go back up there.
Yeah.
Well, it's his dad, so...
Wait a minute, R.C. is of age now. He doesn't have to do what his dad wants him to do.
Yeah, but he likes the money. His old man's loaded, so what are you going to do? It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com, man. We'll be right back here. We'll be right back here, and we do have Chef Carl Cedilia to jump on the horn here with us, if you'll pardon the expression, jump on the horn.
Yeah, I don't like that, and I don't like the whole thing around the horn either, but you've stopped doing that. Yeah.
World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. You can't fit your friend or you roll with your friends, throw the car and I get in, we roll. Let the leaf hit the green, we smoke. Hey, all you guys that got your year-long backstage pass, and you got some voice messages coming from us. Man, this weekend we're going to produce all of those, going to churn those out, and so they're on their way to you. Don't forget, if you had a year-long BSP purchase, that is a one-year subscription to a backstage pass, and you requested a March voice message, we are producing those as we speak, and they'll be heading out your way very, very shortly.
And don't forget, everyone, to share the podcast with your friends and family and also on social media, and give us a rating and review on iTunes. We do appreciate that. Plus, you can join our email list on our homepage.
Yeah, and also visit our YouTube channel, and there's some new clips up there now.
I think they got some clips up of... Jim Steele.
That guy, Jim Steele. Boy, there's a guy that needs a doctor. I mean...
The guy who does the health and fitness show?
Health and fit. I like Jim Steele. I love the defoliation.
What do you mean defoliate? He's got a skin... What do they call it? A facial?
Yeah, it's called a facial, but...
No, not but anything, okay?
That thing is pornographic. But it sounds that way. He's all going, yeah, it takes two of them.
If you don't watch your mouth, so help me God, bud, there won't be anywhere you can hide on this planet.
I'm just saying.
All right, easy.
This guy, Jim Steele, was talking about getting a facial that makes you look like you've survived an ape attack. That's what he said, and I'm not making it up.
I know that, but then apparently he looks fine after about 12 hours. So, but we thank you, Mr. Steele, for filling in on the Phil Henry Show yesterday and giving us all that big, big thrill. World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. Hey. You know, if you guys visit the El Pacifico and you find your way to Channel Islands Beach and you're on a Silver Strand, I got two places you got to go to. You got to go to eat. You got to go to Quincy Street. Head over to Quincy Street. Talk to my friend Denny over there. Best food on the beach. And for a great hamburger, go to Daddy-O's. Daddy-O's. It's right there on Churchill, about a half a block away from Quincy Street. Two fantastic places on the beach here at Silver Strand. And by the way, this is not a commercial announcement. This is just the pride we take in our El Pacifico, our businesses, our families, our homes, our neighborhood. We love it here. This is original California up here. This is the original California kind of living, you know.
It's a very... The El Pacifico is... It's not the O.C.
Yeah. Thank God for that. Maybe visit
Berlin, the wall. Yeah, look, I saw the price of your house on Zillow, my man. It ain't Newport Beach, huh?
Let me tell you something. The prices of the real estate's going up everywhere.
Well, what do you mean, this price?
I looked at Phil's house on Zillow. You gotta be kidding me.
All right, this isn't anybody's business, okay?
I'm just telling you, don't start it with this whole, it ain't Newport Beach.
It's not Newport Beach. Where our neighborhood here is an original, what I love about it is original California. It's, these are all families that have been here for a long time, post-war, you know, all that stuff.
What do you mean by Orange County, General? Are you saying the people there are affected?
I'm telling you, those are a bunch of people that have just landed here from God knows where. They got nothing but money. A bunch of a-holes in search of two cheeks.
Shit.
Yes!
A-holes in search of two cheeks.
Did you hear that? He goes, hey, holds in search of two cheeks.
You did, Phil.
All right. Thank you. Let's get back over to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Joining us is Chef Carl Cedilia. Now, the story here, Chef, you have a new franchise coming out.
And by the way, Jimmy John's giving away those sandwiches. I don't know if you saw that went viral.
Yeah, it went viral, to giving away the sandwiches.
What are you talking about, sandwiches?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sandwich, man.
Yeah, it went viral.
But it's just talking about there as well is that Jimmy John's is a sandwich joint that they got a couple of franchises in L.A., and are all over the country. Now, they have promised a $1, they did a $1 special today between 11 and 3, I think it was. All sandwiches were $1. This is the time for a franchise, and I know everybody says everybody wants to eat healthy, but here I'm telling you that the fast food business, it's a good time to be in a business.
Why is that? I mean, when you say that everybody wants to eat healthy, nobody wants to eat that grease.
Well, everyone wants to eat healthy, but they still want to have fast food. There's nothing wrong with a fast food concept and model. People want to pull in, get a sandwich, get a drink, and be on their merry way. But they just want to eat better.
Now, what's with this Jimmy John's?
They just did a special where they gave away for a buck sandwiches. I'm not talking about them now. I'm talking about the business model that I've started along with Tim and Ryan Fastpack. These are two guys that have worked here for Ted Bell, and now they're going out on their own. But we have a great franchise idea.
But what are the names of these guys?
Tim and Ryan Fastpack, these are two brothers.
Were they chefs over there?
Yeah, both of them are in the kitchen. One of them, though, has got a great business model. I'm going to be the face of the franchise, but we've got, and we're rolling it out next month.
Now, are you going to, obviously, from what you've just said, Chef Cedilia, the food that you'll be serving will be healthy?
Oh, it'd be very healthy. We started out with a chode chowder. And then we have a stacked Cedilia. These are our two main...
But say that again?
I said we're starting out with the two main menu items that we're going to roll out. And by the way, the chode chowder is made with cream, made with delicious creams and delicious bottles. You can't beat it.
But it's called chode chowder. Shit.
That's not too appetizing.
What do you say?
I said, well, I agree with them.
You're calling it chode chowder. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, it's my name, okay?
Right. Well, your name is Cedilia.
Right. I'm just Chode Chatter. It's just, and people used to call me that, the Chode. Hey, don't give me this stuff about how it's obscene. That's my name. That name is made out of my father's blood, okay? His flesh and bones.
I understand that, Chef. But you're going to go out there and you're going to say, come on in and get some Chode.
Oh, my God, he's laughing.
What happened? He's laughing. What's going on, Phil? It's Ted.
There's nothing going on. We're talking to Chef Where is he?
Are you all right?
He's laughing.
I don't know what happened, but he's bent over. He's got his hands on his knees, and he's bent over almost as if it looks like you're trying to get some gas out or something.
You're on the phone.
Say, give you the phone? I was holding the phone for
him. I'm sorry, Ted. I want to talk to you about my business.
Look, this is not a commercial, Chef Cedilia, so we're going to ask questions. Some of them may be a little rough, but I take it your business is great. We know you're a great chef, a great cook, and we know you have good partners. We're just, talking about how you're naming things.
No, it's got nothing to do with the food. We know your food's good.
All right. You know my food is good, okay? And you know, what's my name?
Your name is Cedilia. We know that.
All right. And what?
But I wanted to say...
Wait. My name is Cedilia. That name is made out of my father's blood and flesh.
We got it already. I'm not trying to disrespect your family. But if you go out there in broad daylight and tell people, come on, didn't that, what was the thing we saw, Bud?
Well, you set out the flyers and what you going to do.
That's right. What about it?
What was that?
He said he's going to stand out in front of the restaurant when they open up the first Chef Chode's. And
what's the name of the place?
It's going to be called Chef Chode. What is your problem, anyway?
Chef Chode.
Yeah, that's right. Chef Chode. And I'm going to be standing out in front of the place, waving people in and saying, come on in and get a mouthful of the chode chowder. I am tired of your childishness. Are you there?
I am here, yes.
Yeah, well, they were laughing, Chef Chudelia.
No, I know that. I know. That's no newsflash.
No, we were not.
Yes, you were, Phil. There's no point in laughing.
Well, what do you want us to say when you're waving you're flagging cars down?
I'm going to flag cars down and ask, have you eaten yet? This is a very unique way of promoting... a restaurant.
Are you got a cough?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I just did. I coughed. That's called a cough. God, I'm talking to a guy right now.
You want to talk to us, Chef?
Sorry. So I flag cars down, and I go, have you eaten yet? And if you're laughing, so help me Christ.
No, they're not, but they're trying to stifle a laugh.
Phil, I'm tired. Give me the phone if you don't mind. Yeah. Phil, look, you know, we know that your show is all these laughs and hee-hee and ha-ha. We got a guy here who's trying to start a business, and you said that you talked to him.
Yes, we talked to him. And we're not being childish about it. We're just, a couple of things strike us as funny, but we want to, we have a right to critique, don't we?
You can critique, but you don't have to sit there and go, hoo-hoo-hoo, until there's, like, snot coming out of your nose. I've seen you guys do your stuff. I'm going to have the phone. What is it with you pulling? It's my phone. Phil, I've worked too hard and I've gone too far in this world to have you sit there with your pals.
We're asking you legitimate questions. Now, you're going to begin to... We've just lost the line to the restaurant.
Hello? Yes, we did.
All right. We've lost the line to...
Chef Chedilia. It's Bud Dickman, Phil Henry. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Give me that, Bud. Don't yell at her. Cindy, hi. It's Phil. Bud's nuts. Can you give us... Thank you. Hi, who's this? The what? No, we don't want the barbecue place across the street. Could you pass this back over to Ted? Because
Hey, is this Cindy? Who is this? Luann? General? Yes, General Shaw. What's it look like? Get us over to the restaurant. You got us over the rib joint. The rib joint. They don't want the rib joint.
Let me do it. Hi, Luann. It's Margaret Gray. Can we get? Yeah.
Here, I'll do it.
You get out of here. Just get those guys on the phone before I flip my thank you very much. Are you there?
I mean, what happened?
I don't know. We lost the connection.
Oh, there's somebody around here full of... Oh, God. I'm going to kick that punk-ass kid. Hey, what are you doing?
Is that Collins?
Yeah, it's a Collins kid. Hey, I told you, my kid is... Hey, RC, quit fooling around with a phone.
What are you talking about? It's the only laughs I'm getting today.
Quit fooling around with a phone, okay? Sorry about that, Chef. What's your name, Chode? No, it's Chodilia. How do you do? Chris Collins. I'm RC's father. Good for you. What's that supposed to mean? Nothing. God damn, everybody's touchy around here. Phil?
Yeah, well, count yourself as one of those, okay? All we're doing is asking questions about your restaurant. You want to call your restaurant Chef Chode's? You want to flag cars down?
Whoa, Phil. Before you ruin my business and drive every swinging you-know-what out of the area because they suddenly Henry is doing the pitch, I'm going to do the pitch. I'm Chef Carl Sedilia. All right? Now, look at that. First of all, the chode chatter is out of this world. You got to have some of that. You're going to have some, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound all that appetizing.
What an asshole, man. Let me have the phone. Phil, what are you doing?
Just tell him. Calling the chode chowder.
I'll do that. Calling the chowder chode chowder does not sound appetizing.
I had no idea. Are you calling it chode chowder? Or are you actually calling it chode chowder? You're going to sell chode chowder? No, hold on. What the heck are you... Give me the phone. You know, the problem with Ted is... Damn, Ted, I thank you very much for allowing me to be your chef, but you're such a pussy, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what you need. If you're in the food delivery business, the food serving business, don't be a pussy. Have the guts to call something chode chowder. Woo!
Yeah, so there he goes. So I'm going to flag cars down.
Don't you want to reconsider that name?
No, I don't.
Hey, Chef Chedilia, this is R.C. Collins. I think the name chode chowder is fantastic. I'd be able to market it for you.
Get off my leg, will you? Hey, get off the man's leg, okay?
Sorry.
Chode chowder, Phil, is... Then we're going to have the stacked chedilia.
What is the stacked chedilia?
The stacked chedilia. Oh, I'm glad I was able to get one out without you guys going, ew! What a bunch of pussies, man. Boy, Ted's right. So
you were the one that called Ted a pussy.
Oh, you're right.
So you call the stacked chedilia. I can only imagine what that is.
Okay, you know what? You were the wrong guy.
I want to hear what it is, Chef Chedilia. What is that?
It's a beautiful stacked pork chopped meat sandwich. It's got dill pickle in it. It's got onion. It's got everything in it that a good sandwich has. It's fantastic. That's going to be our premium menu item to go along with the chud. Me. Sorry, I...
God, man, you guys with the language.
I got a very bad sneeze.
What do you mean you got a bad sneeze? You mean you've got a bad allergy?
Yes, that's what I meant to say. The chodilia, first of all, the chode chowder comes, you get the sandwich, with you get the stacked chodilia with the chode chowder and coca choda. What a prick.
Don't you hang up.
Still here.
I'm sorry, man.
You're sorry for what?
What is it? Is this a Coca-Cola?
No, it is not. No, it is not a Coca-Cola. You know, for you guys, the last...
What is it called again? Choda Coca?
No, it's called Coca Choda. May I hang up?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, that guy, if that's his idea of a restaurant, buddy, everybody's in trouble.
I don't know. I don't know.
Phil, yes, you do know, and you I think you're holding something back from us. I think what you're holding back is more information about this restaurant.
I don't have any information about this restaurant. I don't have any information.
No, Mr. Aaron doesn't know anything about it, but I did talk to Chef Tadilia myself.
All right, what gives here? Has he flipped his lid?
No. He feels that he wants to, what is it called, when the black people get to say the N-word but nobody else does.
Reclaim it.
Yeah, he wants to reclaim his family name and make it stand for good stuff. So he's going to have Chode Chowder, and he's going to have...
What do you mean Chode Chowder? You mean...
I'm sorry, I mean Chode Chowder. He's going to have the stacked chigilia and then Coca Choda.
Coca Choda.
Don't be a child, Phil. God almighty, you've worked so very, very hard in your life to become an adult man. Don't revert to childhood status now.
I can't help it. It's very, very funny. Yeah, so go ahead, R.C., I mean, Bud.
R.C., God.
I mean, Bud.
Yeah, so...
Speaking of R.C., we got to get him back on the line.
You want me to finish or not?
Will you go ahead before I flip my lid?
Yeah, so anyway, he's going to have the chode chowder, stacked chodilia, a coca choda, and, French chode. And,
what are you talking about, French chode?
Yeah.
Well, what is that, French fries?
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
These are all item These are menu flourishes, as they're called, Phil. I don't know much about the restaurant business, but I do know, because I had an uncle that was in the restaurant business in Philadelphia, who owned Gray's. Did you ever go to the Gray's coffee shop?
No, I've only been to Philadelphia maybe once in my life in my 20s.
What's that?
You've only been to Philadelphia? Why did you say that again?
I've only been to Philadelphia once in my life.
Man, Masson, well, how come you've only been once?
That's like never being to New York.
Well, I don't know if it's quite like that, but...
Well, your voice caught. You went...
I'm saying I don't know if it's quite... I've only been to Philadelphia. You want something even better than that? I've been to Boston only once in my life, okay? So what do you want from me?
Boy, oh boy, Henry, I thought you were the big world traveler.
I'm not a world traveler. I just go places, but they don't happen to be places that I guess I should be going to, so... I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you're right. I do want to pay a lot of... I want to spend some time in Philly. I want to spend some time in Boston.
I don't think anybody that's never been to Philly should call it Philly. I think you should call it Philadelphia. Once you've been there, then you can call it Philadelphia. I mean Philly.
Why is that?
Because I just don't think any guy that's never been there should exhibit a familiarity with a place he's never been to. What do you...
Well, all right, okay, fine. So, Philadelphia. To that end, I will do the best I can. And by the way, somebody teach me not to keep pounding the table here because it goes reverberating through the podcast. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
May the 6th, we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv for Phil Henry and Friends, Part 3. We've had a great time there. We thank Jamie and his staff, Sam, all the guys over there for giving us a little piece of the action there at the Hollywood Improv Lab. It's a great room. It's very intimate. It's very tight. It's very closed in. It's very, you know, we're just hugging and rubbing each other. And
that sounds wonderful.
But anyway, on May the 6th, it'll be me, Phil Henry, with Andy Kindler, Darren Carter, Melinda Hill, and others to be announced. So... whatever you do, wherever you go, whoever you are, and whatever it is you think you are, make sure that in the middle of all of that, you get tickets to see us at the Hollywood Improv on May the 6th. The Hollywood Improv, Phil Hendry and Friends, The Hollywood Improv Lab, Hollywood, California. Hi, I'm Mick Feel. I organize your business so that you get things done. Is your business in such a state that you can't find anything? The papers are everywhere. You've got all kinds of typing machines all over the place. It's a horror story waiting to happen. It's a horror story that is happening that hasn't ended. Mick Feel's organizational skills and the Mick Feel Office Organizational Company will come into your place of business. We'll rifle your files, steal whatever we want, make photocopies, give them to the government, then come back in and pretend like we're organizing your business. Mick Feel's organizational business. I haven't named it yet. It's still we're still doing this on the fly. I just got in from Washington, D.C. I'm sure you understand. Mick Feel's organizational business skill enterprise something or other. They're in the Yellow Pages. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. See what other news that we have here. This was an interesting kind of story. And again, everybody here on the show, you know, sorry to hear, but we didn't have an opportunity to express our sorrow at the passing of Prince.
No, we did not, because as Phil pointed out, the news broke after we had been on the air. And you were talking, General, about your favorite song?
Well, I like the 1999.
So what about you, Bud?
Well, I mean, I'm not really a Prince fan or anything, but I mean, I'm sorry that he's passed away, but I'm not really a Prince fan.
My favorite song is When the Doves Cry.
My favorite song would have to be... I would agree with the General. I was dreaming when do-do-do-do-do. You know, General?
Oh, that's fantastic. And tonight I'm gonna party like you're 1999. Yeah! And that drummer, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's very energetic. Phil, what about you?
Well, I gotta go with Little Red Corvette.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Now, why do you like that song?
I think it's cool. It's got a beautiful melody. It's a cool, it's full of cool images and imagery, and there's cool harmonies. I don't know. I like Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's surprising.
It is.
What are you talking about?
Well, the song is about a guy. It's about a rubber, isn't it?
Yes, the song, Phil, is about condoms.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Little Red Corvette, I'm glad I slipped it on. That's what it's about.
No, it is not. It's about he's comparing a chick to a car.
He's comparing the chick, the car, is the rubber.
Yes, the Little Red Corvette. Little Red Corvette, doo-doo. You know, baby, you're much too slippery or something like that.
Baby, you're much too fast.
Well, something like that, yeah.
My understanding was, Miss Evans.
No, you guys are out of your minds. Little Red Corvette is not about a condom. He talks about Trojans.
Yeah, he talks about Trojans in the sense of the warriors of Troy. But
no, he doesn't. He doesn't. What are you talking about, the warriors of Troy?
You've never heard of Troy.
Yes, of course I've heard of Troy, but with the way he's singing about it. Okay, never mind.
Well, what do you mean?
He, in the song, he says something about, you know, you're going to have to get the lyrics.
Well, we don't have time for that.
I'm telling you, that's my, hey, I'm allowed to have my favorite song, am I not?
You can have your favorite song, but we just think that the song is a little bit.
Phil, here, I know the lyrics to the song. And I do improvisational. Little Red Corvette, doo-doo. Baby, you're much too fast. Little Red Corvette. And something about ribbed.
Yeah, then you gotta get him ribbed. All right. Doo-doo-doo.
No, he doesn't say that. Gotta get him ribbed.
When's the last time you bought any condoms?
Not for a long time.
What's with you, Henry? All of a sudden your voice went... Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I haven't purchased condoms in a long time. I don't know anything about them. What about you, bud?
Not me.
Not me neither.
I don't wear them.
Well, you guys must be as filthy and disease-ridden as the day is long. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey.
Well, what is so funny about that?
Hey, Margaret, just go ahead and...
You know, the show's almost over, right?
Yeah, we might as well pull the plug on it right now. Well, it's been my deep and abiding pleasure to have joined all of you fine folks on the show here today. And I do thank R.C. Collins, Chef Carl Cedilia, Ted Bell, and Chris Collins. It was nice to meet R.C.'s dad.
Yeah, well, he sounds like a real interesting character. The Bay Area sounds like he's kind of putting this kid through man school or something. But I think it's wonderful, and I think it's about time that kid manned up, because that R.C. Collins, that guy he's like a little drip of a guy with his little squeaky voice and his smart-ass...
Yeah, remember the time that he tased... when he tased Mr. Basel?
What do you mean when he tased Mr. Basel?
Yeah, that he tased Steve Bozell.
RC, the last time he was on the show, he was doing some apprenticeship for Steve Dooley out at the Steve Dooley landscaping business. So let's take a listen to this, as this is from, I don't know when, last year?
Oh, I know this one, yes.
Here it is.
Well, will you take a look at the butt on that?
Hey, man, watch it. How dare you?
What?
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
Don't talk about another man's wife that way.
I'm just saying she's got a couple of... She's got butt cheeks that...
All right, give him the phone, too.
What? I'm not kidding.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, so tell us what else is going to be going on. Hey, Dooley, keep an eye on that kid. Just hold on for a minute.
Why are you saying that?
It did nothing. So...
Why are you saying that?
Because... Nothing. All right, so what else is he going to be doing?
Well, today, what else are you going to do, RC?
I don't know. You're the guy that's telling me. He's asking me what I'm going to do.
Well, I thought I told you. I gave you a list of things you got to do.
Well, if one of them was checking out your butt's wife, you know.
What do you mean, my butt's wife?
Reverse it.
You mean my wife's butt? Why, you lousy little...
That kicked his ass.
Wait a minute, you kicked his ass?
What do you think, man? I don't stutter.
All right,
Hey.
You better get out of there, man.
This is R.C. Collins reporting.
Hey.
All right, so that was... Get that been back on.
I remember that boy. You know something? That kid's walking around upright still? Unbelievable.
Let me, R.C.
Oh.
All right, is Chris Mr. Collins?
Yeah, right here. R.C. mouthed off to a lady here. We got it.
Phil, hey, Phil, it's Ted. R.C. was taught by... Why are you doing that, Rudy?
He wanted to learn, you know.
Hey, my son doesn't know how to do that la-la-la, okay?
All right, what happened?
I don't know. How you feeling, kid?
La-la-la.
Yeah, that's right. Guy tried to pull his tongue out at the root. He went, apparently, a lady was walking out. It was Mrs. Russell, right? And he said to her, he gave her the la-la. And the husband walked up and grabbed his tongue. R.C., you'll be fine.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Hey, R.C., you stick your tongue out and you go la-la-la to the wrong lady. Guy's going to pull your tongue out. Unbelievable, this joint. I got to get my son home. I got to ice that tongue down.
Yeah, you do that, pal.
Hey, what do you want from me?
I'm trying to give your son a profession. I'm trying to give your son a skill.
I can give my son a skill fine up in San Francisco working at the bottling plant.
Doing what, counting bottles all day long? One, two...
Well, you knock it off, R.C. I got a son. You sound like you've got some kind of an enlarged tongue, like it's a short bus situation. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Thanks a lot.
Oh, is that you, Phil? We didn't even know you were...
All right, so does that answer the question?
So he's not doing any better this time out. That sounds...
Sounds pretty drastic with the kids going, blah, la, la, la.
Yeah, look at man. I don't know, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't really care. But he, like I said, that kid has got a long way to go, man. A long way to go.
He's got a long way to go to learn how to read.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Boy, what a sort of dead and sloppy ending to this show. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by... Look at, there's Kennedy.
That's nice.
Oh, anyway, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry, for CMPRI Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Yay! Little red carpet!